Welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew McKenney, with my co-host in person, Tim Taylor.
Truly.
We are live at the penthouse suite in the seaport right now.
Dude, it sounds fake, but it's real.
I'm looking out this massive window and I see two cop cars, a skyscraper. I mean, we're up here. We're on the top floor here.
Yeah, empty lot next door, a little bit of a bummer, but you know, allows for a view. We can see the harbor a bit if you go hard right. You can see the skyline to the left.
Yep.
Lord Hobo's below us. Homewood Suites penthouse. I got hot plates in here. What?
Yeah, we got a fridge. We got a dishwasher.
Full dishwasher, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Might be better than mine at home.
This is, we're living the dream right now.
It's crazy.
And we just want to thank everyone that listens to the podcast that paid for this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I paid. I got Hilton money and from my job I work and paid for Hilton.
He got Hilton money.
Yeah, I got Hilton money. Watch out. And yeah. I got Hilton discounts. And yep. That's how we get the penthouse, baby. Only the best for an episode in person.
Yep. I'm glad that we can make this happen. It's been a good weekend.
Good weekend, man.
Yeah.
Very, you know. Last minute trip for me was very honored to be able to get out here.
But you still have like a day or two here, so I know for a fact that you're just going to be housing roast beefs lobster rolls and everything that you can get to. Cannolis? What are you thinking about desserts, though? We've talked about food.
So it does feel wrong to not go to Mike's Pastries and get an Oreo cheesecake.
Ooh.
But, I got to hit the North End. I'm worried that I'm going to eat so much and maybe drink so much that like I'm the next victim of that serial killer who's killing guys between 20 and 30. You know about that guy?
Because you're going to be like too sluggish to get away? Can't or what get do you away. Mean by that?
Can't, yeah, like truly like rotund. Someone's going to roll me down the block and he's just going to roll me into the Charles.
So fun fact for you that you might not know about at the Garden now. I don't know. Have you been to the Hub Hall yet?
No.
So there's like a food court in the Garden in North Station that has a Mike's Pastry, that has a bunch of other food that you can just walk up and like buy from.
Wow.
So you don't have to go all the way to Mike's Pastry. You can be fat right down the street from where we are.
Wait, where's the Hub Hall?
At the Garden.
But isn't, that's the same distance from here.
It is, but like not quite.
True. Might be less of a zoo.
Yeah. That's
no
what I'm
games.
Saying.
Unfortunately, no games. Not
yeah,
a single
you timed
Celtics
that
or
one
Bruins
perfect.
Game.
Yep.
I had no part. I was lucky enough to be escorted out here.
Well, not no games. We got the chance to watch a couple games yesterday. One not so one better.
None here. We can't catch any.
Yeah.
Yeah. We caught both yesterday. Three games yesterday.
I guess we just get into that because the Bruins not so good. Celtics.
No.
I'm going to even go as far as saying not so good. They won, but to play like that against the Bulls.
Yeah, playing team, not full strength for us, still not a great win. Peyton Pritchard playing out of his mind on this streak. Just absolutely nutso. I take back every question I've had about him.
Well, hold on. How do you feel about that going into the playoffs? So, like, what is his role going to be?
I want to see what happens when they attack him, man. Everyone just is just like, he's a, you know, a liability on defense. And, like, he's not
but
as bad as it's just presumed he is because of his height.
But how much do you think he actually get? How much playing time does he get in the playoffs?
I mean, I think he's the backup point guard, you know? Drew and Derek are like dual starting point guards. That's how we've been doing it.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up too, because the Holiday thing is very concerning to me.
Yeah. Dead arm. Dead arm's an injury that just sounds
bad.
You know, dead is part of the injury.
But they're like, they're keeping him out for precautionary reasons, but then it doesn't really feel like that's really the case. Like, obviously they're saying, yes, he's out because he's injured, but like, it seems more serious than. The playoffs start soon. I mean, we don't have a lot of time for him to be out.
Yeah, the last update I saw was that he plans to be back four games at the end of the season, so he's ready for the playoffs in a meaningful manner.
That's an ideal world.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. No, dead arm from being on the shit end of a hard pick. That sucks. It's like a physical contact you know, something could be off there kind of thing. But I don't know. I'm hoping we can get him back. Is it a shooting arm? Like, do we even know?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Either way, it's you know, definitely something to look out for. But I'm hoping that update that I heard yesterday is accurate.
I mean,
maybe it's wishful, but.
Yeah. But to be fair, like, I don't want this to sound like we don't need him. But I do feel like he is one of the players that I would be less concerned about losing. Like, again, this isn't me being like, we're going to be fine without him because he's a huge part of this team. And the depth with him on this team is that much better. But I suppose it could be worse.
Yeah. There's a workout video, I guess, from yesterday that was a good sign, but there is no timeline.
And don't rush it.
Don't rush it. But with that, I'm glad Peyton's been playing out of his mind. But yeah, I would be worried, more worried about Peyton if we're lacking either of Drew Holiday or Derek White.
Yeah, because I mean, if you have to be the guy, like if you actually have to actually be out there and contributing, I don't know that we've seen him be able to do that aside from one or two random games in the playoffs, right? Like there have been games where Pritchard's come alive and he's been a problem in the playoffs.
Sure. But some of those were young age where no one bought it.
Sure.
And now, you know, it's like a hunting kind of grounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's when you're targeted like that, it's an even, you know, obviously steeper hill to climb.
I don't know.
He's been playing serious minutes in these games.
Yeah, definitely.
Serious minutes. In his last.
And he's putting up serious numbers.
In his last five, 35, 38, 31, 38, 34 minutes last night versus Chicago. Not a great shooting night for him. Kind of a little bit cooled off. Still finished with 15 and 8 assists. That's the thing. He's facilitating really well. You know, at 13 assists 5 games ago, 7, 3, 9, 8. You know, that's. Great. So he's both facilitating and scoring. It looks like he's something like in the last 5 games, he's almost 20 points per game. And
it's pretty good.
About 7 assists, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I say this on every episode, but like I'm very excited for the Celtics playoff run here. Like we've already clinched the spot. I think we mentioned that on the last episode even because that either they were just about to or they had just clinched the spot in the playoffs. But it's going to be fun. Like we look forward to it every year, obviously, and the last few years have been unfortunate. A couple of years getting very close, but I don't know. This year feels different, and assuming that we can get some healthy guys, and I think it's going to be a really fun time to watch. So
I can't wait, and I'm excited to see full squad. Didn't have Porzingis last night. I think other people sat last night too, but maybe not. We were watching at a bar after the Ephes premiere. Nope, not the premiere, just a screening.
Definitely not a premiere.
Not a premiere at all. Joe didn't hear anything. Hey, Joe. but yeah, it's. That's a lot of minutes. He's doing well with them now. I guess I can't be too worried. And then the other thing I want to say about Peyton Pritchard. Most offensive rebounds for any guy under 6'2" in the NBA.
Cool.
Is that good?
It's good. It's good.
There's some dogs.
Yeah.
Some short kings out there getting boards.
Sure.
They're short kings. They're taller than me or my height, but.
Yeah, isn't that kind of wild when you're like, you look at the guys in professional sports that are considered short on teams and they're still taller than you? Like,
yeah.
It's just, especially when you watch it on TV, it's like, no, they look tiny.
Isn't there a picture of Peyton Pritchard with Wembanyama posted up on him?
Probably.
Yeah. No, I'm ready for this playoff run. I want everyone to be healthy. I do think we need Drew Holiday.
But again, no rush.
No, definitely don't rush.
It's more important to have him back as healthy as possible. I get a feeling that we're not going to get 100% healthy, but you know, I'd rather 90 than 50 by rushing him back or something, you know. So hopefully we end up in good shape and we have a good roster rolling into the playoffs. But again, it's just there's no point in rushing. Like we are fine. We're good.
Yeah. And we're rolling.
Yeah.
9 in a row.
Yeah.
Let's go. We got Hawks twice next. Pelicans gave us a tough time last time. We pulled it out, I believe, in the end. Hornets, but then we see the Thunder. That's going to be interesting. Kings, I think, are a strong team in the West. I know they haven't played up to par. Bucks get the Knicks again before the playoffs. I do want that. I want to see that sized up.
We got the Bucks again, the Knicks, too?
We got Bucks again on the 9th of April. And then Wizards, Hornets, so pretty easy. I don't think you'll see any. I'd be surprised you see any starters in either of those games.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
maybe Drew. Maybe Drew's like rehabbing during those games.
Great.
Yeah.
Feel pretty confident with this team though. Like, and I don't mean that as in, you know, it's going to be an easy walk to the finals or anything like that. I just feel pretty confident with the way that they are and the team that they've built and how they seem to all be bought in together. And you know, the comments about Tatum recently of like he's not going to be MVP because he is doing things that are like more under the radar for the team as opposed to being a solo guy of like, look at all of my crazy stats. It's like he's been a better teammate, I feel like, this year than ever before. And I think that that's good too because he is your leader and you need him to be that, especially in the playoffs.
Totally.
So, I don't know. Like I said, with the way that the team was built, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty confident and excited to watch it and hopefully we get what we're all hoping for this year.
Yeah. I'm ready. It's you know, it's the best team we've seen maybe in our lives. So
could be.
So you know, we got to be excited about it, but it's certainly not a sure thing.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part. That will neither kill us or make us remember forever. But you know, Barstool Greeny said it best. Because of where we're at with the point differential and like who we've checked off on the list, we're now like, I think it's probably even improved since I saw this, but we were like fourth. We had passed the 17 Warriors, only had 96 Bulls, 71 Bucks, and
just all like stacked teams.
Insane teams. I think the Showtime Lakers or something in front of us. And so it's either, you know, one of the greatest teams in history or a huge choke job. It's kind of true. But there's a lot of things out there that we could choke on.
Also known as the Bruins from last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the thing that we always talk about and what we always are concerned about is like the expectations being too high. Is that you think that it's going to be an easy walk.
Now it's, yes.
Or you think that, like, we're guaranteed for the finals this year. It's like nothing is ever a guarantee.
I do, yeah. But I do think anything short of the finals is a choke.
I agree.
And I think losing it can be argued that that's a choke job, too.
Depends on who you match up against.
Yeah.
Because clearly Denver is not going to work out well for us.
I would love for Denver to not be waiting there should we get there.
Yeah.
I would love that. I'm sorry. And I know I beat the best to beat the best, but that one, even with home court advantage, stresses me out. And it looks like we've pretty much locked up the league, so we will have home court advantage for whatever series we get to do.
Yeah. No, I mean, but on the other hand, too, it's like you want to match up against teams that you're good against. Like, it's not about being afraid of a team. It's just like, I would prefer not to have to play the one team that has our number.
Yeah.
Like with the Bruins,
with Detroit, yeah.
I don't want to play Detroit who we're currently matched up with in the playoffs if they were to happen tomorrow. So
like they've had our number and like we said last year,
yeah,
they're better.
And so if they sneak in and we end up matching up against them, if we happen to get into that position, then it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough matchup and I'd rather play against some of these other teams that I feel like we have a better shot against. So
with the Celtics, I like want the Knicks. I want the Bucks. There's teams I want. I actually don't want the Sixers. I'm worried about arrested Embiid if he's back on time. But I want the Bucks.
Well, that's one of those ones where it's like I want to prove that we're better than you.
Yes.
Because everyone thinks that you're like the best. You're the juggernaut. You're this. You're that.
But the Knicks might be the scary bad matchup for us, considering you know their defensive trendings. They're the number one defensive team in like the last month or whatever. Last few weeks, whatever, just absolutely shutting down teams. And they're doing this with far from what their ideal starting roster will be in the playoffs.
should they still get these guys back. Mitchell Robinson on track to be back ahead of Julius Randle. OG Anunoby already back. Josh Hart's playing 48 minutes in games. Like, it's just, it's, they're doing crazy stuff over there. Yeah. The defense is tough.
The playoffs are totally different, though. Yeah. So you never know.
No, I know.
Sometimes the lights are too bright for certain players, too. And it doesn't feel like that's going to be the case, but it is a possibility. So
every series is a long, long series.
Yep.
Yeah.
It sure can be.
I'm ready. We're still in the purgatory. It's almost over, but it does feel like purgatory. Yeah. I'm down with the Bruins to continue to go down the standings a little bit. I'm sorry. It sucks to watch them lose, but I don't want that trophy. And it looks like the East is going to get it somehow, even though I think the West is a much stronger conference. Well, I guess that does make sense.
I just feel like we could still end up in first place in the division and not be first place in the league, and that's what I want. I want that home ice.
Yes.
I want all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is weird. Like we're playing down to some teams that we shouldn't be playing down to, which has been kind of like a pretty common thing we've had this year. But like losing to the Flyers in a game where Omark played very well and should have won that game is difficult. Like it's tough because that's what we keep seeing is like we have these goalies that are playing well and then the team just doesn't show up in front of them, whether that is in the way of not scoring enough goals or just not playing very well defensively. I mean, I think it was 0-0 into the third period, or at least into like almost the third period.
Yeah.
So like 0-0 against a team like Philly is not good, you know?
No, especially because we had boneheaded power plays.
Yeah.
That we gave to them in both the periods leading up to that.
Yep.
I think a couple each period. At least I know two in the first.
I mean, that's been a problem all year, and it's going to continue to be a problem. Hopefully they figure it out before the playoffs start, because that's the way. So I'll go back to the Rangers game as well. I was thinking about this. It was like these are teams that are going to take advantage of you in the playoffs, and like they did that. The Rangers saw that we were struggling, and they took advantage of that. And there is no overtime in the playoffs. So like, if you lose, you lose. You know. So these good teams are actually going to do that stuff to you, and that's why I feel like it's tough with the goalies playing well and us not doing enough in front of them, that you don't have the second chance in the playoffs, and that's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, the Rangers, I just think everyone's overlooking them a bit. I'm not saying we are, but it does feel like the rest of the league doesn't realize how much of a problem they're going to be in the playoffs.
They can be. They definitely can be. I mean, they have a great team and they're stacked, and they have a lot of skill and also toughness too, but I don't know. I think there's a lot of teams that are better than us, even though the record doesn't show that. So that's the other concerning thing about the playoffs here is no matter who we match up against, everyone wants to win. So I just don't know how we're going to match up against anyone well. I am very interested to see what happens when Maroon gets in here for a couple games and see how that works.
Yeah, what's that looking like?
Looking like still a couple weeks. So he's probably going to be playing the last like 2-3 games of the season is my guess, and that's about it, which is not enough time in my opinion.
No, but it's
funny. What are you going to do?
On the other end, we're hoping that for Drew, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
But that's also a guy who has been on this team all year as opposed to a guy who hasn't played a single, you know, minute with this team.
It's true.
And trying to mesh with them within like 60 minutes before the playoffs. Yeah. So,
yeesh.
I don't know. That's a fun one to see when it does happen. But yeah, the matchups are going to be interesting because they're changing every day. And I'm excited for both playoffs. They're coming up soon here, and I don't know. We'll see.
It's almost getting towards just like, all right, just got to start now.
Yeah, exactly. You're in that weird spot, like in the baseball season when it's like the middle and you're like, these games don't really matter at all. Yeah. There's still 100 games left or like 75 games left.
Yeah. Well, the fun way to look at it is, you know, we're now in the playoffs of both. Basketball's about to be in the playoffs for fantasy. Hockey is in week one. I don't think I'm going to pull it out.
I thought it was going to be, it was close there for a second.
But, and shout out to Bert, who I got to meet yesterday.
Yeah, shout out Bert.
But, you know, I think I'm going to lose to the champ.
You think you're going to lose to the champ?
Yeah, no offense to you and Bert, but.
I'm playing against him next week. You think he's going to beat me?
I think your brother's team is insane.
I think that.
How much points is it? I guess you didn't put your lineup in, so you don't know what your team would have done this week.
More than his.
For sure?
No, I'm just saying that because I have a good feeling about it.
Okay. Okay. Could be true. I would do the math, but we'd be here for way too long. But yeah, I think your brother's the team to beat. And I'm not upset with the effort I'm putting forth here, but it's not going to be enough.
It's very interesting that you say that. And I think that you're wrong.
I know. None of that surprises me.
Look, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. And it pains me to say this, but
you've rigged it.
No, nope. I think that Bert has the team to beat. I mean, there's weeks he's putting up 300 points, dude.
It's true. I'm not knocking Bert. I just think, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
You know who's the sneaky coming back here? And I don't know. I mean, as we're recording this, the week is not over yet. But our boy Badger.
It's a 0.1 game right now.
Our boy Badger he clawed all the way back. He is on the verge of possibly winning and moving on to the next round of the playoffs to then have to potentially play Bert. So, yeah, I don't know. This has been a weird start to the playoffs here, but it's been pretty nice for me just sitting back with a bye, just chilling, no big deal.
I'm going to be upset if I outscore him and Egan.
What else you got? We got, I know you're big into the March Madness right now.
Yeah.
We also have some...
Crushing. I'm crushing right now.
You're doing well?
Doing well. I'm in some bracket pools. I'm in a pool where you pick one of each seed.
Okay.
And you get points for how much those teams and those seeds win.
So explain to me how there can be four number one seeds.
Oh, God. We're going to do this. All right. If you know, each section is a worst to best.
Sure.
But, yeah, you need 16. This isn't confusing. You just have never done brackets before.
No.
So you wish there was lettering?
No, I just don't see how it's possible to have more than number one. That's all. I mean, it's just like really just a normal basic math thing where it's like one is the first one, and then there's another number one also.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There's four tens.
Yeah, no, that makes even less sense.
Four 14s.
This is stupid. This is why I don't do it.
Actually, I lied. There's... Everyone gets in.
I see the steam coming out of your ears right now trying to think. You're thinking too hard over
six
there.
Tens.
Six tens. Yeah, so that makes complete
six
sense.
Tens,
yeah.
And six 16s because they do two playoff play-in games for 10 seeds and 16 seeds.
Now you're just making stuff up.
That's when I join you.
Yeah.
And I say, I think this part's a little ridiculous. I don't know why they did this part. It needn't get any bigger. They could hack off the last four, because it's a 68-team tournament, is what they'll tell you.
Okay.
That's where I'm with you, and it's ridiculous. But your little grievance, if you followed it for like a day and a half, you would understand.
I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing that.
I got someone, you've watched a lot of it yesterday.
Yeah, but.
After the private family screening.
I also didn't have a choice, because like they wouldn't put the Celtics on anything but like a, like a 17-inch
toaster
TV.
Oven, yeah, with like a tiny like projector on it. Yeah, no, it was crazy to be in a.
There was what,
Irish bar
TVs.
There was a life-size poster of Larry Bird on the wall.
Yeah, with like a
autograph
height chart next to it, so you could see how tall you were in comparison to.
I want
to
know how many guys that work construction in the Scituate, Massachusetts area have measured that to see if it's actually 6'9". Because I'm going to say any that had it on them when they walked in.
A tape measure?
Yeah. And that's really the question is how many guys walk in that bar with a tape measure?
Do you say tape measure or measuring tape?
I say tape measure.
Because I know people who say measuring tape, and I think that that's crazy.
Measuring tape, it's so extra. I don't have time for that.
Right, yeah, that's what I...
Measuring tape. I fell asleep in the middle of it. Tape measure. Over.
But measuring tape makes more sense than tape
Definitely.
Measure.
And I think that's the non-New England way, and I think we say tape measure.
Tape measure.
Tape measure. Pass me the tape measure. It's 24 feet long.
Dude, give me the tape measure guy.
I got a wicked big tape measure. It's 48 feet.
I doubt that.
I've seen them. I might have one. I got all my dad's tools. All
right.
I keep them at Joe's house.
Okay. I believe you now. Now that you say that, I totally believe you.
For anyone who doesn't know, Joe is a sound extraordinaire, my good pal. He's helped me get my other podcasts over there, and he's just been chilling, listening to us talk sports.
Looking up lobster rolls and what the best place around is to get some food, because for sure after this episode, we are going to get food.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. That's the most exciting part about Boston these days is
the food.
The food. It really is. L.A. does not have the same food. What's weird is that I crave Mexican when I'm here, because Boston does Mexican in a way that L.A. probably has, but I haven't found those restaurants.
Okay.
Right? Joe, I'm going to have you, even though you're off mic, second that. There's no like Anna's style where you steam the cheese on the tortilla before the burrito. See, but not one that like stands out. Like, it's mostly like trucks and stuff.
We're
and
getting into, we gotta get into something real quick. I have been to L.A. now, what? 5 to 7 times.
Yeah, it's growing. Yeah.
And I've never had any Mexican food that's better than when I've been here. And I don't mean that this is the best place for Mexican food.
I know. It's the uniqueness of it. It's the difference of it. And it's how much I loved it when I was here, I guess. Like, I miss Anna's. I lived next to Maria's for a while in Boston. I love Maria's.
But everyone's always like, when you go to California, you have to have Mexican food because it's the greatest.
But it's like...
Maybe there has to be spots, I think, obviously. Like,
I think their burrito game is weaker than Boston's burrito game. I really do.
Okay.
I really do. And maybe that's the hottest take I've ever had. But like, burritos from a truck are just like kind of dry. And there's something about the way they pre-steam it with the cheese here.
I will say that the best I ever had was in San Diego, though.
I think San Diego's got great burritos. I just don't think LA's a street. It's a taco place. It's quesadillas. Yeah. It's... Molitas, Sopas. It's you know, it's like, I think it's the smaller bites that, like, cause yeah, I mean, I made the mistake of ordering Al Pastor when we ordered the other night.
Yeah.
With the nachos. And I was like, oh, this is an Al Pastor. like that was like, you know, no comparison, but like, you know, a chicken burrito here, Felipe's chicken burrito and Anna's chicken burrito, Maria's chicken burrito. There's something unique about it that's different from LA, and I prefer it.
So
I'm also a Boloco guy, but that's a whole different story.
That's insane.
That's not Mexican.
That's insane.
That's not Mexican food. It's not Mexican food.
Yeah,
but anything buffalo chicken.
So
I'm a crack addict.
No. I'm glad you bring that up.
And so that's literally all I eat there. So is the buffalo chicken burrito. I can't believe how many locations have closed. I can, but it was like booming when I was here, and that is on my list. I want to get a buffalo chicken.
I gotta ask
at least mini. From Boloco while I'm here.
I know that when you come out here, you feel like you got to get specific foods.
I do,
because last night you mentioned buffalo chicken. You mentioned it right now.
LA's not great at buffalo chicken. Not great.
We've talked about the three-way roast beef. We've talked about all that.
Yep.
What do you have to have when you're out here? You're saying, but like, what do they... They don't do buffalo chicken out there? What does that
even
mean?
They do it. It's just not as prevalent.
Okay.
It'd be great to get like a good calzone, because calzones in California are like, they're just not calzones.
Okay.
Calzone, the roast beef, there literally isn't roast beef unless you go to Arby's.
See, I find
which
that
I have
crazy
not done
too.
And I'm not going to go to, I don't think I'm ever going to go to Arby's.
You know what someone told me the other day that I didn't know, and I don't know if it's actually true or not, that steak tips are only a New England thing?
Yes. Yeah. There's no steak tips. Butcher game.
That's very weird, too. It's just steak, but, like, smaller.
Butcher game's unique. I mean, like, a lot of the, like, marinades at supermarkets are, you know, like, what is it? You know, just mostly, like, Mexican and Central American, which is, like, it's delicious stuff, but, like, I can't find, like, lemon pepper chicken.
Is it like rubs and stuff?
Yeah, mostly? But like yeah. I can't find like the New England Butcher with like the lemon pepper chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're like out there, but it's like super boutique and yeah. typically.
Well, it yeah. sounds like you might have a new business endeavor coming up here. You open.
Yeah, I just need to make a butcher.
A New England butcher.
A New England butcher that serves the most bomb roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah. You're the yeah. only spot, so everyone has to come to you.
Yeah. Because there was this other spot called Top Round, and I believe Top Round closed. Joe, anything? Did you ever go to Top Round? Yeah. Top Round was, but Top Round would, how do I say this? Top Round, like, turned roast beef into a carnival. They had, like, a California one that had guacamole on it.
No, dude.
No, crazy stuff.
Get out of here.
And they had like, a blue cheese one. Like, too much is so not enough of a description of what they did with the roast beef stand. It was decent, like, normal ones. But, like, yeah, they had, like, a really eccentric, exotic menu.
Shut it down.
They did. I think they did.
Shut it. And it was only one. Shut it down.
Yeah. It sounded like they might have been two locations at one point. I think it's down to one, and I think it's gone.
Hell no.
No. So there's no roast beef out there. It's sad.
Well, you're here long enough that you can get as many as you want.
There's lobster rolls, but, you know, it's different. I got oysters today.
Okay. Gross.
They're fantastic. Shout out to the hell is that place called? Salt something in Scituate.
Salt
Mass.
Something. Shout out.
Shout out to TK O'Malley's.
Yes,
a place I went to twice in 24 hours, 12 hours. Yeah, I don't know, man. What I gotta go to the North End and get some sort of Italian
yeah.
food.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to hit Monica's.
If they That'd were open nice. Today, I would have said let's go, but they're not.
Nice Sunday off kind of thing.
But definitely, since you're going to be here.
Al's State Street Subs.
Ooh.
I'll probably rip. They have an interesting roast beef there. It kind of accomplishes the desire, but it's like with lettuce and tomatoes. And I know you're not a mayo guy, but.
No, it depends. Like,
not
I
a mayo with.
I'm not a mayo not on a my roast beef. I want but sauce
maybe,
and cheese.
Maybe this one you wouldn't mind it because it has the. Because it has the vegetables with it.
I love that we're just, this is just turned into like a strictly.
I'm so hungry. It's not going to change.
All right. Well, let's get food. But before we end this episode, I do want to ask you about something that's unrelated to this podcast, but we should talk about it anyway, because it's very interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Ohtani stuff?
Oh,
So for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, please.
They are, I think they are finally formally investigating.
They are. They launched 2 days ago now, I believe.
So they've launched an investigation into potential sports betting game throwing, even, by Ohtani.
I haven't heard that part, but I don't doubt it.
So I heard some crazy stuff that I don't want to like say because I don't know if it actually is true, and I don't want to just be like making stuff up. Because I know Ohtani's listening, he's gonna get mad, you know. It's just,
yeah,
I don't want to do that.
He hates our rhetoric.
Yeah. But so yeah, they're looking into some sports betting on behalf of Ohtani, or just his translator,
his interpreter.
His
yes
interpreter. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this situation? Like,
my thoughts are that Shohei Ohtani gambled and this is the fall guy. I don't buy that the MLB is launching a meaningful meaningful investigation.
They're just saying that to like save face.
Yeah, I think them and the Dodgers knew this was the plan of how to release it. We're going to say your interpreter did it. The interpreter somehow was said to have accessed $4.5 million or something and gambled with it. Ohtani doesn't even make that this year. That means this guy would have full access to his bank accounts.
Yeah.
Which, again, I'm sorry, just feels crazy to me.
From your translator, I highly doubt that.
Yeah. And like, but also kind of maybe his friend.
I mean, I would assume so.
Probably the guy he trusts the most, especially changing organizations and connect because he can actually understand him.
Yeah, but like access to your financials, though?
No, I don't buy that at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do kind of think that like they found out about this.
Yeah.
They had to get ahead of it. That's interesting. Like if you put on your tinfoil hat with me, the idea
Gladly.
That, but the idea that They caught on to this. The league, this is how the league is moving forward with this. I think they're also going to decide. I think they know the whole thing, but they're going to decide whether they punish him or they keep this. I'm sorry. I think a ridiculous story that the interpreter was doing this without Otani's knowledge or whatever the case may be. But I think they found out and someone, they were like, someone has to take the fall. And they were like, we got to take your friend away. And so like now Otani's like sad because he like gambled his friend away. And like now his friend might have to go to jail for him.
So you think that? You think it's that?
If the story is he stole $4.5 million
yes,
and gambled it away, how can you not? Otani's like, I'm not going to press charges.
Yeah.
You could see that, I guess. But that's a shitload of money to steal. And
so what I could see happening is them being like, he's got to go.
Well, I think he's, it's done. He's gone. They look like they're friendly that day.
No, I mean,
in the game in Korea, they're laughing together in the dugout. Like
if he's going to take full credit for it because it's a cover up of being like, he has to be the fall guy for this.
Yeah.
Otani's just going to pay him a ton of money to just go away forever. Cause like, He has to.
I know, but he's going to be so sad.
I'm either getting kicked out of the league forever, or you're going to take the blame for this, but I'm going to give you like $10 million or whatever it is. Like, he's got to do something like that.
Yeah.
It's wild, though. Like, could you imagine?
I think Otani did all of the gambling, though.
But just imagine, like, the face of the league gets kicked out of, banned from the league forever because of this. Like, if
they're not going to do that.
I know they're not, but I'm saying.
Pete Rose conversation gets very loud now.
Yeah?
Very loud.
Definitely.
Because it's like, how dumb do you think we are? Because I'm sorry, like, I think you're very much got your head in the ground if you think that the interpreter accessed $4.5 million and Otani had no part of this.
That's crazy. And the fact that, like, from what I was seeing, if you're putting on the tinfoil hat type of thing, he very well could have been throwing games and throwing specific at bats and stuff if he is betting on the whoever, if he was betting on the Angels or himself, or that's where it gets really, really tough.
Now I'm gonna have to listen to people in Anaheim say that they're actually a good team. Otani just ruined them.
Yeah.
Totally. Cool.
Well, you're gonna be hearing a lot more about this than I am, I would imagine, because
it's weirdly,
it's very close to home at this point for you.
It's hard to be a storyline on the first day of March Madness.
Yeah.
And take over. And like, even like, I was flying that day, or it was the second day.
Mm.
And there's just some people who are just like talking about March Madness. Like a woman who doesn't know sports to her husband was just like, what's this Otani thing? Like, you know, like it's hitting a lot of people even outside the sports world. It's a way bigger story than I think it even feels like it is right now.
He's the face of the league. He's like
the face of the league. He's growing the league. He's massively growing the league. He's bringing people back. He's adding more eyes. He's adding young eyes. The sport, I think, just improved with these rules. I would be down to get rid of the pitch clock in the playoffs, but like, whatever. That's me. Maybe that's the slightest part of a purist stance that I have with it. But there's no way that I just don't think he can take any sort of hit for this. And I think it's just a matter of how much the MLB is going to lie to us about it and to what level.
I would imagine fully. It's their moneymaker.
And I think this story sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like I think we're just going to have to be like, all right, that was that. Remember when Otani definitely gambled, but they made his interpreter go to jail for it?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think it's going to be.
Well, it's going to be interesting what this formal investigation comes out with, but we all know that it's going to be pretty much nothing other than what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Somebody else is taking the blame. It probably happened.
It happened. The money's gone.
No. It probably happened that he.
I didn't
was
realize
the
that they
betting.
Were supposed to be his games, though.
I think so.
I didn't know that part. That part's gross.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
I like that. That's an addiction.
Yeah.
Is he gonna keep doing it?
That's the problem. Is that if they don't actually, if he was the one doing it, and they don't actually give him any like trouble for it, then it's going to keep happening in some other way.
Yeah.
You're just going to go through interpreters every year. they just get put in jail every year for doing the same
thing. But they're all in like,
and they're like, I guess they're just,
they're all in like
betting on him.
They're on like Sopranos, Goodfellas jail, you know, like it's like really chill. They have video games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Otani's paying for it.
Yep.
Comes and visits them and gives them signed balls.
Yeah. Of course.
So they can sell them, you know, some money.
It's a secondary business.
Wow. This could get really weird. I hope it does. And I hope the MLB just keeps making interpreters take the fall.
Dude.
That's so funny.
That would be wild.
Sucks that Duke's winning. Anyways, March Madness, baby.
March Madness.
I'll never get you to fill out a bracket.
Who cares?
Unreal.
Let's go get some food.
I'm starving.
All right.
Stretched.